Okay. Welcome to the show. My name is Mary.
My name is Matt.
And this is Not Takes, where we discuss some hot takes on things we like. Today, our topic is DC, comics, movies, shows, whatever.
Heck yeah. And then, so we normally, before we pull out the internet hot takes that we haven't seen each other's yet, but first we like to just introduce our kind of relationship to the theme that we're talking about that day. So yeah, Mary, why don't you tell us about your relationship to the DC universe so that we know where you're coming from today.
Yeah. So as I alluded to in our Marvel episode, I started reading comics at a youngish age, around middle school, late elementary school, I guess. And Wonder Woman has always been my jam. I was very into Justice League comics. My local library always had these really nice, like, thick compendiums of, like, it would be like JLA 1 through 100 or whatever. And then, like, I would just periodically get those. So I went to the library like most days after school. And I read a lot of Justice League. A lot of my sister, my second oldest sister, is a big fan of Batman, huge fan of Batman. So I always had just Batman comics around that I would read. And loved the Nolan Batmans, and have for the most part liked the DCEU movies. So that's kind of the up-to-date DC relationship, I guess.
Nice. Yeah, I like we had mentioned previously in the Marvel episode, like, we grew up in kind of the golden era. Well, there's still great stuff now, but sort of the golden era of, like, superhero animation, or at least this renaissance in the 90s, mm-hmm. of really well done, like, kid shows of both Marvel and DC. So Batman the Animated Series was huge for me, and going on all the way through. Like, I honestly, like I again said in the Marvel thing, I think I wasn't really a Superman fan till recently, so I didn't watch that show. But Justice League, Justice League Unlimited, all that, things that I've actually more recently gone and revisited, because when we were growing up, like, they would just rerun the same, like, two episodes every time. So there were so many I didn't see, which I actually later realized, I was like, oh, they were only rerunning the ones that were one-parters, so they didn't have to do both. But, well, not always. Anywho, always loved Batman and stuff. And then more recently, in the past several years, as, like, an adult, I guess, I've gotten into, like, the broader DC universe over time. And there was definitely a period where I would have said, like, I prefer Marvel movies and video games and all this stuff, but DC I find easier and better to read comic wise. It felt a little more cohesive, maybe a little less so now. There have been so many reboots and stuff. Although I have, again, like Mary was saying, thanks to the library, I read a lot of cool stuff that I was a little behind on. So yeah, I have maybe not as consistent a relationship as the last two episodes, like Marvel and Lord of the Rings, but I've always loved DC characters and have been learning more about some of the obscure stuff that they're kind of revamping now, like Peacemaker, which, to be fair, very different from the comic versions in a lot of ways, apparently, but still utilizing
fucking notch.
Yeah, incredible. That's, I don't, like, we'll start with a not hot take. Yeah. Peacemaker slaps. It's so good. But anyway, I rambled on my part too long. I apologize. So we'll move into our first hot takes on the internet. And I'm going to start with mine just because I can't wait to see Mary's reaction to this. And
I'm pumped.
I really don't know where you're going to come down on this. But
that's,
so this was
my favorite.
A take I saw on Reddit. I really hope we don't accidentally end up with the same ones, because I feel
I've been getting mine only exclusively from Twitter.
Okay, cool. So then we probably won't have the same ones.
We keep them separated.
Insert music cue. Okay, so here it is. This person said, Superman and Wonder Woman should be a couple again, and it should be permanent. And for those who don't know, I think it was like the first year or so of the New 52, which was like a big universe-wide comic reboot for DC, where Flashpoint led into kind of a fresh start or a modernized like streamlining of all the major DC stuff, except they kind of jumped right into Superman and Wonder Woman being in like a relationship. And I will say, I'm not like against people who are like, yeah, I like them as a couple.
Yeah, fine.
But I didn't like it at the time because my major DC like sort of interpretation came from the Timverse and in Justice League, especially in Justice League Unlimited. It's very much hinted at a Batman Wonder Woman relationship in a way that's like super cute and like her just trying to break down his walls and him like trying not to show that he cares and stuff. And it just, I liked it a lot. That's not really a terribly common thing in the comics, I don't think. So it's not like I'm going off of like a canon issue, but I think it also, if you're going to keep Superman, like the Clark Kent Superman as like the main one, it's just weird to not have Lois, I feel like.
Yeah.
Especially now that they've moved forward and had them have a son and like are finally kind of breaking new ground in terms of stories in that capacity. But yeah, so especially having it be permanent, I gotta say no. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I mean, as I was like I opened Zoom and I looked at myself and I thought, wow, I'm glad this is not a video because I don't want to be on video. And then I saw myself just making the face as you read that. And I was like, I wish this was a video because I cannot audibly portray my face as well as my face did. I just don't, I mean, that's like the two hot people at your school who like got together and you're like, we get it. You're hot. Sure. But like, I also just like, don't see it. Cause like, okay, Clark is like, obviously not stupid, but he's like, I don't know. I view Clark Kent as like a little simple. And I don't know.
Yeah, but not mentally simple. No. But like he is a straightforward, like he knows what he cares about. Yeah. And that's his whole thing. And is I'm that just, he is, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Diana is so not that. Like, Diana is so, like, I mean, Diana's very, like, I think Diana thinks she's that. She thinks she's, like, by the book. Or, like, one way is her way. But, like, I don't, she's not, obviously. And I don't know if this is just, like, a huge bias because I mean, my knowledge of Wonder Woman, like, far outpaces my knowledge of any other DC heroes. But I don't know if she's just like more rounded to me because I know her better, but I just don't see it. And it's just like, I don't know. I just don't. Especially in like the like 70s Justice League comics, especially that I used to read, like Diana felt very much like she would like show up, fix everything, and then book it. Like, I feel like that was kind of her thing for a while, was just like, I'm here, I'm gonna fucking clean after you people. And like, I just feel like there's no, and I get that it's not always like, that's not always her thing, but like, even in like, it's in like the, in Batman versus Superman, that's basically her thing, is like she just shows up because they're like, oh fuck, we fucked it so bad here, we also gotta call in Wonder Woman, and goddamn. I mean, that's my view there. But like, I mean, especially like permanent, is a hilarious word to use in any like comic setting. It's just,
that's true.
You know, nothing's ever permanent in comics. It's almost like a soap opera where it's just like someone's dead for now.
Like, oh, exactly. Just... Yeah. They have definitely that. And then like Star Wars as a space opera, and they kind of bring people back a lot. And but yeah, comics, it's just a known thing, and I'm just kind of have embraced it for the most part. Oh, yeah. As long as it's done in an interesting way. But yeah, permanently, especially because the closest thing to permanently in comics is the sort of status quo type things that they do always revert to, mm-hmm. which with Superman is clearly him and Lois, the same as for the most part with Peter, it's Peter Parker, it's in Mary Jane, that kind of thing. So, I mean, I totally understand wanting new things, but I don't know. Like Superman, Wonder Woman, sure, it makes Injustice maybe a little more interesting, but even then, like, it's just kind of a gross, like toxic power couple kind of thing, yeah. which is maybe the point in that series, but I don't know. I have mixed feelings on Injustice because that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we're both kind of if on that. What's your first internet take?
Okay, the first one I have is from a Twitter user. DC hot take. Arrowverse is better than DCEU. And I mean, we know how each other feels about Arrowverse and DCEU, I believe. And they've both had their hits and they've had some serious misses on both parts. I picked this one because I just like honestly kind of don't know how I feel about it, because like I don't think both either have like really reached their potential, but yeah. So I'm a little behind as usual, and I just watched the first Superman and Lois today, which gives me a lot of hope for Arrowverse, because it's so good and so good looking and like nicely done, and not,
it's much like, more comic booky than the other Arrowverse stuff for the most part, or at least that's how I felt when I watched Superman and Lois,
and it just felt like it had a lot more thought going into it.
Yeah,
like I don't know, I like the other shows. The only one I haven't really watched is Legends of Tomorrow, because I don't get it.
Ugh, I hated that show after like a couple episodes.
I watched the first, yeah, like few, and I was like, I mean, okay. It's not all the characters I don't like. I like Ray and Sarah.
Sarah was part of what ruined that show for me, because they would just make such a big deal out of like, don't mess with anything, blah, blah, blah. And of course you got to mess with stuff. It's a time travel story. But it was always just like, she would say like, you guys don't trust me. But it was the classic Arrowverse thing of like, why don't you trust you? And then they would immediately do something stupid. Like she'd be like, yeah,
so I trust you with
Marie Antoinette. Like who cares? And it was always, they were like, hey, we have a lesbian on our team. And doesn't that make this super cool and interesting? And I'm like, it would if you weren't being weird about it. Like, I bailed on this. I'll say I bailed on the Arrowverse a few years ago, other than Superman and Lois, which I legit forgot was Arrowverse when I was watching it once it was on HBO.
Yeah.
And then this isn't really that much of a spoiler because you know it's Arrowverse, but there was an episode where Diggle showed up, and no hate on Diggle or the actor, but I was so disappointed when I saw him. I was like, no, don't bring that into this. You were doing so well of like this modernized, like hybrid Superman, like new story using things from all different versions. Mm-hmm. And again, and to be fair, I have not finished the whole first season yet. So, but overall very good. I think this is actually, maybe you said it, like they both have hits and misses, but as frustrating as the DCEU misses are, they at least tried to commit to something, even if it was really poorly thought out. Whereas the Arrowverse just half-asses so hard.
Oh, that's so hard.
In mostly from a writing perspective. I do not want to throw shade at the crews or the actors, because I think for the most part, they really were passionate, but something was holding them back, which again is... Yeah, what?
No, keep going.
Well, I was just going to say, it's partially one of my problems, like in a similar way that if a show like doesn't, I don't know how to explain this. Like, basically the fact that they had to start off by saying you cannot touch or mention Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, like the major characters, I think it's great to shine a spotlight on the less known characters that can be really interesting. But A, you have Green Arrow just becoming Batman instead of like all his unique things. And B, like, it just feels weird and incomplete. Like, it wouldn't bother me to never see Superman or Batman if they at least mentioned, and they did eventually start doing Easter eggs, but still. And this is just to WB, where it's like they're slowly starting to embrace these different versions.
Matt, they've been called CW for like 20 years now.
No. I mean Warner Brothers. Like Warner Brothers. Sorry. No, I know what you mean. Yeah. I mean, I think Warner Brothers, they pass that down to CW and then the showrunners. And it's crazy that, like, if they had just said, you can use Batman and stuff, well, I guess people would then just want to make a Batman show, and their worry was like,
Shit, I totally forgot about Batgirl.
Oh, man.
Woman. Excuse me, Batwoman.
Yeah. Now, there is going to be a Batgirl movie that's DCEU, and that's a whole other thing. But, I don't know. I feel like they just handicap themselves at every turn for no reason.
Yeah. I mean that, like, that's like the CW just as a network just like seems to be very good at making a first season. The CW rules at making a first season. The first season of Riverdale, incredible. Everything after that, hot garbage. Like, the first season of everything they make is so good, and then they just, like, I don't know what happens. They just lose it after that. It's like they just can't. But I did think, so Supergirl started on CBS, which I thought the first season was great. And then it moved to CW and it was better, I thought. Season two of Supergirl, really good. I actually think most of the seasons of Supergirl are good. I haven't seen, I think I'm one season behind in Supergirl. Flash has a first, I don't know, three seasons that are good. The first is like really good. And then it, like,
I think season two is mostly good too.
Yeah.
I think I dropped both Arrow and Flash in their fourth season.
That sounds right. Yeah. Arrow had a first good couple seasons too. I mean, that's just like the trend of all.
For sure.
These.
And because at that point they were again, speaking of one of our previous episode takes, kind of imitating Batman Begins in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And if they had stuck to that of being like, okay, this is comic booky, but like more or less grounded, especially since they didn't really mention other heroes or anything. Which is why it was weird that Flash was like the next one that they did, but also it's like, oh, sweet. So now we're going to have like a full universe, but also like not. And I've mentioned this to you before, like, of once they introduce powered heroes and then they just would never use their powers. It's like, it's like, yes, I understand there's budgetary and visual restrictions, but don't just have them stand there and monologue at each other like it's a Power Rangers episode when the Flash or Supergirl could have them tied up in an instant. Like, either have nerfed TV versions of the characters and establish that, or write a reason for them to not do something immediately. Like, another example outside of DC that, again, caused me to kind of drop a show. What, and this is a really silly one, but I think it was season two of Agent Carter. I think I watched the first season, didn't finish the second one. I know people love Agent Carter and I love the character, but there was a scene where I believe it was her and Sousa like running away from a building with a bunch of like gangster types shooting Tommy guns at them. And they were running just straight across like 100-yard, just flat lawn to a car. And there were multiple dudes shooting Thompson submachine guns at them. And I'm like, okay, yes, suspension of disbelief. I'm always the first person to shut down people who get mad when heroes don't get killed by henchmen. Yeah. But if you're going to show wide shots of them shooting and then wide shots of them running across this whole thing, at least have them zigzag or have just it a in a location. There's something that they can run between, something. Like, it doesn't take that much to not say, like, we're just saying that they're missing for 30 seconds straight of people right in front of them. Like, yeah. That's the example of how, like, yeah, it's yeah. just, I don't understand it.
That's, yeah, exactly. I mean, and another aside, like, Agent Carter is one of those shows that I feel like I understand why people were upset that it got canceled, but also, like, I get it completely. Yeah, just, it just, like, wasn't as well done as it could have been, and, like, yeah. That's not.
Now, if they gave her, I don't know that this is the character that I would most want, but if they gave her a Disney Plus show, I bet it would be awesome. I
thought that'd be great. They could,
so.
I mean, so far they've only done, even though I haven't watched most of them, I think they're well done. I just didn't have any interest. But yeah, I think they could do it better if they did it on Disney Plus now. But I mean, overall on this take, I just think, like, neither is at a point where I'm at all comfortable saying one is better than the other, because, like, there's just so many misses and hits on each that it's, like...
They're so disorganized. Like, they keep... You never, like, they keep trying to restart and stuff.
Yeah. And, like, I really like the crossover episodes in Arrowverse. Those are always cool. That's like kind of where I fell off on Arrowverse, was like, I was a little bit behind whenever, I think it was there were two different ones called Crisis, and it was the second Crisis.
I thought they did like half of the Crisis.
That's it.
Infinite, right. Is it Crisis
on Infinite Earthers?
Because it's the comic version. It went Crisis on Infinite Earths, then Infinite Crisis.
Crisis on Infinite Earths in the show.
Okay.
And I think you're right. There was like a part one at like the end of one year.
And then they came back after the mid-season break.
They did all their solo episodes until like December. And then they did like the mid-season was the second part of the Crisis. And that's when they had like Superman and Lois were sort of more introduced, even though Superman had been on Supergirl like once or twice as Tyler, his last name, Hoechlin. I should have Googled this. You know, that guy.
Yeah.
Martin from Seventh Heaven, as I think of him. And as my mom came in today, as I was watching Superman and Lois, she was like, hey, it's Martin. Some things just stick with you. But like, and that was, I had really wanted to watch that because my boy Tom Welling was going to be in it for a second. He was barely in it. He just was like around, and he looked so good. And I knew it. I had seen a clip and I was like, I'm going to have to watch this. I loved Smallville so much. Still love Smallville. I rewatch it every once in a while and I'm like, this is so cheesy, but I still love it. But I think I think DCEU is like getting to a point where like they're hitting a bit of a stride. Whereas Marvel kind of came out of the gate hitting a stride. Yeah, I mean, I have no faith that they won't fuck it up because this seems to be their thing. But like, I want to believe in it, so I will pretend I do.
Yeah, I want it to be good. And if they can follow the lead of the Suicide Squad and Peacemaker, they can do it, man. And I mean, yeah, Shazam, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, they can all keep doing good as long as they don't bungle the Flash and simultaneously Batman and then also bungle Superman. Like, they just have to make those. Anyway, that's a different topic. But all that being said, yes, I think I still get more out of the misses in the DCEU, whereas I can't even handle the true misses of the Arrowverse.
That's true. Like, that's true. Like, Aquaman, I actually went and through the, I don't know, what was it, 8, 9 DCEU movies and like ranked them for my second take, actually. But like, Aquaman's my second to least favorite, and I'll still like throw Aquaman on
sometimes. I liked Aquaman a lot, like, and I mean, it did amazingly box office wise. I mean I know it's goofy and it's flawed, but like, that was, I just loved how hard it committed to being full wacky comic book, like, again, they nailed all the costumes. Mm-hmm. They mm-hmm. nailed the just weird variety of Atlantis. And yes, the CGI got to be a little much at the end, but just the fact that they did Aquaman and Ocean Master and gave him like the yeah. Ocean Master helmet.
That was cool.
And Black Manta.
I did like a lot of it.
Yeah. So like, and again, this as someone who only since the New 52 have I really understood the potential of Aquaman as a character. Like, it was cool to enjoy something that I like felt like I was new to, but had like, I really like the New 52, like Justice League first arc where everyone meets and it's like Darkseid's first attempt at coming to Earth. Like, I love that a lot. And I think it has a great Aquaman introduction. So I felt like this had a bit of that being like, here's all this cool stuff that you don't necessarily think about that goes along with, he's not just a dude in the water. He's the king of Atlantis and yeah. he's super strong, all that stuff. So Aquaman is a great example of when they, to me, get it right, mostly.
Yeah, I mean, and even just like just now looking at this at my like ranking, like I think it's a numbers game for sure, but just like looking at this, like my bottom of the DCEU movies I'd still rather watch than my bottom of the Marvel movies, but that's because there's like 30 bajillion Marvel movies and there's so many I really don't like, but like if I guess like, I mean, and it's again, like we've talked about before, like there's no reason for there to be any sort of like pick a side Marvel DC, but like, I feel like in my mind, I'd be like, yeah, I guess like I like Marvel movies more. And now I'm looking at this going, maybe I don't. Like, I don't know. That's a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing.
Well, speaking of your ranking, you said it was for your second take. What is the take itself?
Well, you need to go next.
Oh, duh. Okay. So, man, I tried good segue, but it was going to break format. Got to stick to format. All right. So this one is, I'll try and paraphrase a little bit. But so I think Mary knows this, but my all-time like favorite DC character, even though I haven't read nearly enough, even though I've read a lot for him, is Nightwing, Dick Grayson in general. So this take, also from Reddit, says they think Nightwing's presence in the Bat family and Batman books should be kept to a minimum. He should be treated as much like an A-list hero as Batman, Superman, or Wonder Woman. Instead of his book revolving around Gotham and Gotham adjacent stuff, it should focus on building a mythology around him. Otherwise, he's just a glorified sidekick.
Huh. That's a thinker.
Right. So I saw that. I was like, well, it's a Nightwing thing, so I'm interested. And I was in it at first. It was like they had me in the first half kind of thing. So it was like, presence should in the Bat family should be minimized. And I was like, what? No. Like, but in terms of him being his own thing and like getting to expand hit like more and potentially getting his own cool rogues gallery, like more than he has now and all that stuff. And then still being able to occasionally pop in and when it's important relationally or for events or what have you to like be with Bruce or the rest of the Bat family. I think I mostly agree as like, just cause I love the idea of being a even more robust characterization of Dick Grayson. And although I would really like, I really don't want there to be like a Nightwing movie and then they just don't even include like the Robin portion of the story. Like that would suck.
That's like what my initial thought was like, okay, I'll say I haven't seen the Joker movie and like, I don't want to.
Me neither. Cause it's like, why? It's
like,
not.
Don't get everybody I know who really likes that movie, like doesn't care about comic books. So like,
exactly.
Their opinion doesn't matter to me, but like, I just like can't like how like Joker exists because Batman exists. That's like the point of Joker.
Right.
And like you and I have had this conversation several times about just like.
It's just like what? Why do people think this is good? Like I'm sure the performances are great.
Yeah, I bet Joaquin's great. But like.
But even the clips I've seen, I'm like, that's not the Joker. That's just a crazy person.
Yeah, it's like, why even? just make a movie about something else. I just
make remake about, like, a weird a Scorsese clown movie while you're like, at it.
Whatever. Anyway, that was my initial reaction, was just like, I wouldn't want it to be like that, where it's like,
when I think this take was specifically talking about current DC books.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, established Bat family stuff, which that's a whole other thing where I'm so sick of not having the Bat family in movies and TV and stuff. Like, it could be so cool. Like,
yeah,
there were a bunch of other takes I found where people were trying to say, like, there's too many members of the Bat family. Like, but it's so fun to have all these variations and in different cities now. And just, anyway, I like we said in Marvel and Lord of the Rings, like, I love huge worlds that are like, yeah, a shared thing. So the more characters, the merrier, as long as it makes sense. Like, it is kind of that silly thing of like, how does anything, and they do, both sides, Marvel and DC, do make fun in jokes sometimes about like, why would you ever go to New York or Gotham or whatever? Cause like, there's so many superheroes waiting to like put you in the hospital. Yeah.
For real. That's like, every time I've played like all the Arkham games, I'm like, why would you choose to do your crimes here? Like, yeah, you know, I think Batman's coming for you, man.
I guess that, I think that at least for Batman and the Bat family, it's like Gotham in a lot of iterations is supposed to be just so unbelievably bad that like, like, Batman and his people are out there most nights and there's still other stuff that people are getting away with, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which, again, I think there's some of the explanation comes from like the Court of Owls plot and stuff, which, mm-hmm, that I want, quick aside, Robert Pattinson saying he wanted to potentially do a Court of Owls story and a sequel. Ooh. And I was like, hell yes. But I don't necessarily want I don't want Court of Owls in a universe that's not like a full DC universe, which I haven't seen the Batman yet. So I don't know if it just came out. Yeah, technically. Yeah. But I was like, do I want Court of Owls because it's so crazy and like sort of twisty and conspiracy and wacky and underground mazes and stuff. Do I want that in a more grounded universe? But I'm like, even if they went all out, I don't know what the Pattinson universe is going to be like, but even if they put it in there and it was too grounded for my taste, it'll at least open the door for Court of Owls to be just part of other Batman stories in the future. Like, once they become a more mainstream, like, people know, cause they're pretty recent villains, mm-hmm, or relatively. So like, non-comic readers don't really know, yeah, who they are. Although they're going to be in the Gotham Knights video game, which I'm so into because it's Nightwing and Red Hood and Robin and Batgirl and Court of Owls. So I'm like, I definitely have player two syndrome from being the younger brother. So like, I'm all about Luigi. I'm all about Robin. Oh, I'm, yeah, all about Ron. I'm like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Ron from Harry Potter is what I was referring to.
It's not about Ron, and, though.
True. I almost just started spouting Harry Potter takes, but well, that's a different episode. I can't believe we hadn't thought of put that on the list yet.
It is on the list.
Oh, okay. On the list. I'm just dumb.
You just didn't check the list.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, so I think we both had the same thing of like, well, no, we want more Nightwing, but that's kind of what he's saying.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. I think we both like agree and disagree for the same reasons. Just.
And there was more to it that I was going to leave out, but I'll just do a short version that they basically don't want. They want to get away from the whole Nightwing taking over as Batman thing. Because they did do that once already. And it's like a classic series and it's mm-hmm. really great. But the whole thing is because it's great. Cause it's Dick being Batman and then Damian being Robin, so like the seriousness roles are kind of switched, which that's one of my favorite. I think it's called Black Mirror is the overall arc, I can't remember, I'm gonna look like an idiot, but there's just a panel, it's Dick, Batman, and Damian, Robin about to like break up a thing at the docks, classic Batman thing. And it's a bunch of these like sort of Russian mob types And he's like, Robin, he's like, you remember to be very careful because these guys are wearing sunglasses at night. And you know what that means? It means they are very, very cool. And I was just like, that's what I love about Dick so much. He's just a goofball, but he's also so badass and just, oh man, so good.
Yeah. Man, I love Michael Cera as Robin in the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, so the Lego Batman movie might be the best Batman movie.
Yeah, that was just like, that was almost my hot take for later. I was like,
okay, I would have pretty much agreed with you because it's like, and
I just don't know if I agree with myself on that.
Right, I mean, it's not. You can't fully say that, but it's so good, and I think it has the most jokes / Easter eggs to screen time ratio of any movie that I've ever seen.
It's so good. I saw it with my little cousin who like didn't know anything about anything and he still really liked it. And I was like, I love that we both liked this for just like very different reasons.
Yeah. Like the main plot and the dialogue, all the jokes are great, but just the amount of background stuff and like even like background dialogue jokes and references are just off the charts in that movie.
The Nightwing parts of Arkham Knight.
Well, there's Nightwing DLC for Arkham City, and I don't know if there is for Knight. Knight is the only one I haven't played. The
third one.
Yeah, that's Knight.
Which is the like other one?
Origins is the one.
That's it. Okay, I was like trying to think. I was confusing those two. Yeah, Arkham Knight. He's like in it a little bit, and you like do some stuff to get extra. Not points, but whatever. And that it's cool, but it's very hard, and I never finished it.
I fight
without getting punched once was like part of it, I think. I don't know. That's cool. I'm probably wrong, and someone's gonna tell me I'm wrong, but I think
that sounds like an achievement thing.
That was like part of something in one, I think Arkham Knight, really. You had to fight without getting punched, and I was like, hell no, it's not happening for me.
I do love that as a challenge though, because it's like that's kind of the quote-unquote canon version of like how real Batman or real Nightwing would just rarely get hit and all that stuff, but because it's a video game you have to be able to take a shotgun to the face.
Man, I come out of all of my Arkham fights with like just the skin of my teeth.
Oh, it definitely gets hard like quick,
and I play on easy. I started after I played Arkham Asylum, I was like, fuck, I'm so good. And I was like, I'm so good at this. I'm going to do the next one on medium.
And then City scales up so much.
And I was like, oh, this is not going to happen. And I had to restart because I was like, it's just not. I can't.
Doesn't Arkham City start with you as Bruce, like getting trapped in there, and then you fight as Bruce before he gets to the suit? I remember that being part of it. I don't know if it's at the beginning, but thinking that was like super cool.
Is Arkham City is where you have to fight you know, the guy in the like ice, it's like a arena and you're like fighting the dude. Why can't I remember his name?
No, that's Origins when you fight
Deathstroke. Oh, that was so hard. I had to do this so many times.
Yeah, because they give him like basically a Spider-Man
so
stick.
OP.
Yeah, I mean, but that is the thing. Like, I loved that. Like, that game gets a little hate, but I liked it because I think Deathstroke and Black Mask were, now Deathstroke's pretty prevalent, but like they were pretty underutilized. Because Deathstroke is just such a cool counter for Batman without being just like Batman reverse Batman. Like, and like the Joker is like so opposite. Like, when I was a kid, I didn't really like the Joker that much because I was like, he's just a dude, like he can't fight Batman.
No,
now I love him for that reason, and I get why he's fun in the challenges he gives Batman. But yeah, Deathstroke is like that one-on-one kind of, even though he's a Teen Titans villain, so he's also a great Nightwing and Titans villain for the similar reason.
Anyway, we just really
the big old tangent
really got off there, but feel like we should do just like, there's probably just a massive amount of like hot takes about Arkham games. We can just delve into that.
When 100 episodes from now, we if we feel like we're running out of ideas, that we'll be like, that's still a good idea.
Okay, my second one, which is like, whatever. I'm not even going to preface this with anything. Here it is. Hot take. Shazam and Birds of Prey are far and away the best DCEU movies. Future installments in this universe should strive to be more like them. And I picked this because I agree and disagree at the same time. Like, and this is why I made a ranking. Because I was like, but what do I think is the best one? And like, as I've said, I'm very biased towards Wonder Woman. She is my everything. So I'll just go through my, there's nine. It won't take that long. Here's my official ranking. 1 to 9. Wonder Woman. Birds of Prey. 84. Shazam. The Suicide Squad. Man of Steel. Justice League. Suicide Squad. Aquaman. Batman versus Superman.
And when you say Justice League, do you mean Snyder Cut?
Just regular old Jassa. Okay. What did you say? Justice League.
Justice League.
Which is funny.
I haven't rewatched that, and I don't think I could handle it.
No. Now that the other one's out, like, I don't want to see it ever again. But right, I also don't want to watch that one ever again because it's fucking long. And like,
I definitely will, but it's going to be a little while.
Yeah. But I liked it. But like, okay, here's what I feel about this. Is like, Shazam and Birds of Prey are so good. And like, I think that like the Suicide Squad, which like that still irritates me that they just were like that. They're like, let's just call the second one the Suicide Squad.
I think, and I don't know if he was also joking about this. He must have been, because James Gunn said he made a joke about that and they decided, oh, let's do that.
Okay. I mean,
but I don't know if that's actually what happened.
So confusing for everyone.
It's annoying, especially because it's like, I would say it's the best one. Like, for it would be at the top of my list. So to have it like be confused with one that, again, when I saw Suicide Squad in theaters, the first one, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, same.
But looking back,
yeah,
it's not very good.
Yeah. I just like, I saw it long after it had come out and like people were like, this is the worst movie ever made. So then when I did watch it, I was like, it was fun. I had fun.
Yeah. It's just, it's not as advertised for a good reason, because it was recut by basically an ad agency. A trailer company. Like the movie. That's part of why it's so hard to watch.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then people are like, oh, do an Ayer cut because we got a Snyder cut. And David Ayer's like, I could do it, blah, blah, blah. But I'm starting to realize I don't think I'll like his cut either, because he's posted some like images from his cut, and I'm like, that looks way worse. Like, holy shit. Like, the editing might not have been as bad as like the trailer editing, but the content seemed worse.
Yeah, I mean, I think like Margot Robbie just like saved it because she's Margot Robbie just like saved
Margot the little movie. Bit of gold we get from Captain Boomerang.
But like Will Smith, you and I have like the same weird aversion to Will Smith.
Yeah, and it's like I don't
know,
like,
why.
Not super negative. And I used to love Will Smith, but now I'm just like, he makes me a little uncomfortable. I don't know if I don't know. And he hasn't done anything super duper great in a while to me.
I've heard King Richard is great.
Oh, I haven't watched that. I thought he was fine as Deadshot, but again, he wasn't. I haven't seen that much stuff with Floyd Lawton, but it didn't seem, it could have been more interesting than that.
Yeah.
But I loved him getting caught by Batman. Like, that's cool.
Yeah. There are parts of Suicide Squad, that were fun and interesting. And like, I honestly, as much as like I have been roughly 20 feet from Jared Leto and wanted to simultaneously vomit and also jump onto the stage, which is just my entire relationship with Jared Leto. I hate him, but also I have a animal attraction to him. I mean, I hate it. I hate how I would have sex with him, but that's for another day. Or never, if I just don't think about it. But like, I didn't think he was like that bad as a Joker. Like, he was like annoying, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, I
think he was like horrible. I didn't think he like ruined the Joker. Like, people are like, he's ruining it.
And I just, yeah, like, can't
see that. It's, but
it's not the worst performance. The look is shit.
The look was weird.
Like, it just does, it's not. And again, I appreciate, like, I'm trying to be more open-minded about completely new interpretations of things. So it's like, yeah, Joker usually has this kind of old-fashioned sort of suit vibe in some capacity. So, but then mm-hmm. Ayer was take, apparently it's a trend with David Ayer to like have sort of LA gang culture or things like that, like visually, like cues from that. Just, it seems to be a fascination for him, or at least that's what I've read. I don't know how true it is. But that's clearly the vibe, this yeah. like this sort of Instagram drug dealer sort of vibe they gave all these people, a lot of the characters. And
which like worked really well for Harley Quinn, and like, I don't know about anybody
else. Well, with Harley it works because she changes all the time. Yeah. Like that's kind of become her thing yeah. in a lot of ways. But and at the same time, like, I loved that in First Suicide Squad, they get that little snapshot of the classic Alex Ross, Harley and Joker in like the tux and her classic costume. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, that's dope. They definitely couldn't have had her in that costume unless they just took the head off yeah. and the rest of it. Like, although her costume at the beginning of The Suicide Squad is by far the best one they've ever had. And I'm so mad that she didn't have it for most of the movie. But anyway, what we're supposed to be saying, and what we're kind of saying by absence, is they're saying they should strive to be more like Shazam and Birds of Prey. We are at least partially agreeing.
Yes, I would agree. Even though I think Wonder Woman was the perfect Wonder Woman movie that it could, especially for like the time it came out, and just like it being the first major, well done female superhero movie. Like, I know we had Catwoman, and I saw that in the theater, liked it at the time, watched it several years after that, was like, wow, no, I was wrong. That was bad. And like, okay, whatever. And then like Elektra, sure, no, we all know that was nothing.
Both of those are technically anti-heroes as well, so it's not like,
that's true,
it's not a full-fledged superhero thing. Like, yeah,
Wonder Woman was like within the time of like the superhero movies, like the first for that, so it was perfect. And right, and just like, you know what I mean, though? It's like, and I think it did just the perfect job. And I just remember reading so many, I mean, this is what, and I was, when I like went to the theater with my friend and we saw it, and like as soon as it started, like I was like crying. And my friend was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, you don't know what this means to me, okay? And then I like
read
so many reviews of just women who are like, I just like sat in the theater and just like cried. And I was like, okay, so it's not just me, like we all get it. And like, I think that was, so I don't like, I think the like thing that got me about it, this like take, was that like I was like, but Wonder Woman was also good. But I think what they're trying to say is like they don't have to be like, I think it's like, and I don't even think this is true, but I think a lot of people like think of DCEU movies as like trying to be gritty. And like some of them, Batman versus Superman especially, are like, yes, trying to be too gritty. And like, no, it doesn't work in that movie especially. But like, and I think like Birds of Prey, but I also think Birds of Prey and Shazam are like very different. Like, I don't know. Like Birds of Prey, I think Birds of Prey is so good. It's just so perfect.
I need to rewatch that. The one thing, and spoiler, I'm very upset that they killed off not only Black Mask, who I was so excited to have finally in a movie, but also Ewan, who I love.
Mm-hmm.
Made like he had the man crush to end all man crushes. Mm-hmm. But Birds of Prey, so good. Shazam, I really liked, and I think I'm looking forward to both Shazam and, I mean, Black Adam's gonna be very different, but you were talking about how people see it as being intentionally dark, and like we've said before, like it doesn't have to be, but it really seems like right now DC and Warner Brothers are finding success with dark but not grim, dark, gritty DC. Mm-hmm. So like, The Suicide Squad and Peacemaker and Birds of Prey, all very vibrant and wacky and comic booky, but R-rated adult like oriented films.
Mm-hmm. That kind of dark comedy vibe is what I
exactly get dark comedy seems to be working, and then Peacemaker, and also Doom Patrol is phenomenal. It's not DCEU, but because they're clearly about to delve into multiverse stuff the way that Marvel is, I don't know that they're going to cross over as much as Marvel seems to be doing right now, but I mean, I would love to see, I just need more Doom Patrol, man. I was so sad when I reached the finale of this season. Like, it's just so fun to watch. But so I think what we're saying is, in a way, be more like Birds of Prey. Well, actually, no, I think I will say I agree, because they should be more like both, in the sense that they can lean into the dark humor and more adult content. And again, not, I don't want them to turn into grindhouse movies, but not have to fit into a PG-13 thing by default. But then also Shazam very unashamedly going into the whimsical and mythological side. So if they can, and I think Suicide Squad is the perfect example, of that happening, because it is very large scale, wacky, whimsical, colorful, but also dark, gory, and kind of offensive, and also like pretty good political commentary in a sense about like the government and everything,
especially Peacemaker,
and then Peacemaker continues that. Peacemaker, and then Waller and kind of doing DC versions of like extensions of real things that happened the Cold War and CIA and all that
stuff.
I think we kind of we agree, but you like in a very specific way.
And I think I was thinking something you said reminded me of that meme, which is probably my favorite meme of all time, of like, it's like a fat version of Flash, and it just says underneath it, like, I don't know, it's the Speed Verse, or like, but no, the
Speed Force.
The Speed Force. I don't know how to explain shit. And like, that just seems to be like
the one like, where he's holding his hands up and there's just fireworks coming out of his hands.
He's just like kind of chubby Force. And like,
I ain't got weird shit.
It's just like a weird picture of like a weird drawing of Flash, and just, that's just what, when you were talking about like, you don't know if like we don't know if like Doom Patrol is gonna come into the DCU, because like, it's a Speed Force, you don't have to explain shit. I think they've realized their problem with like, and I think like a lot of people would just like ascribe the entire DCEU's problems to Batman versus Superman, because that's really I would say universally the worst one.
I think Justice League is far worse than Batman versus Superman as a film. I think I agree in the sense that it committed to some choices, that I don't think were best for having a fully fleshed out DC universe. Mm-hmm. But I would say the problem, and I think they might have realized this, but maybe not, was the studio making decisions for directors. So it's a combination of those things. I remember it, like, and again, there's parts of Batman versus Superman I like. I still need to watch the Ultimate Edition. That's apparently way better.
I don't think I've watched that yet.
Yeah. I need to do that. Maybe I'll do that tonight. I also, like I said, and I think I mentioned offhand in the Marvel one, I was bummed that they were doing a new Batman and going straight for an old Batman instead of having like 30 years of sweet ass Batman stories in a fully comic book universe. But again, I still like Batfleck a lot, because I mean, I love his costume. I love his Batman versus Superman costume. I do not like his Justice League costume, but the goggles are fucking terrible. I don't understand when people like those. Anyway, neither here nor there, but they committed to, yeah, weird Lex Luthor, which they kind of fixed, and then old Batman, them not knowing Wonder Woman till Batman's old, all that stuff. So I think you're right, I but I think we disagree on the specific reasons.
Yeah.
But it comes out in the wash.
Yeah. I mean, they're both not good. So it's like, I mean, it's like picking your least favorite. It's like picking your favorite dictator, you know. They're all bad.
It's so. Yeah, like, man, and then I just don't know what, like, if they're supposedly replacing Ben Affleck with Michael Keaton, I'm like, that's just an even older Batman. Yeah.
That's really old Batman. Sorry, like, Mike.
Which in the one positive could be that and if somehow he's still active as Batman, I'll take it, but it could lead to, again, focus on more non-Batman characters that haven't gotten stuff. So, like, yeah, we're getting a Blue Beetle movie, and also hopefully more focus on Dick and Barbara, and I hope Batman being old and them just barely getting to Dick and Barbara, I hope it doesn't preclude it from doing Jason, Tim, any of those others. But I don't know, it's pretty hard to hope for like four different Robins in a movie. Like, they would have to just skip to that.
Yeah.
Which, again, I would be fine with if they just do it well. Like, people always say, I promise this is the end of this rant, but
please keep on.
People always say that, like, I've lost it. Oh, the reason that DCEU isn't doing well is because they didn't set up the universe with solo movies like Marvel. And I don't think that's the case at all.
No.
I think they could have jumped into an existing DC universe and people would have just gone with it, because that's basically what the Suicide Squad and Peacemaker did in a way that none of the others have so far, where they're just like, hey, yeah, this is Peacemaker just shot an alien possessed guy's face off, but also Kite Man and Batmite exist. Like,
yeah. And like, if you don't know who those people are, like, whatever, you're going to figure it
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Look them up. It's still a joke. You can get the gist of the joke. Like, it, because it's done well, it is done as a well-made TV show and movie previously. Yeah. You don't need all those previous things. So I think I'm worried that they're going to spend the whole Flash movie trying to like reposition pieces in this universe. And I'm like, you know what?
Don't have to, man.
Keep what you're going to keep, recast if you're going to recast, but just have a DC universe that's already running. I think that's the key, because Marvel, they built up to it, and it worked great, and I'm not against it, but now they are embracing the breadth and width of we're getting Miss Marvel and America almost said America Ferrera. I totally can't remember.
I was like, wait, America Chavez
in Doctor Strange and a Moon Knight series, like, all in the same year. Like, that's a huge variety in like vibes.
I mean, so, even the beginning, and this is like a total tangent, but like, Iron Man was not a big huge deal before the Iron Man movie, so like, I feel like,
oh, exactly,
Marvel did like a cool thing there, starting it with like a somewhat lesser known dude.
Like, he's very important, like, in the comics, but he was not A-list in outside of comic fans.
No, he was no Spider-Man.
Exactly. Yeah, not even close at the time. Now he is, which is great, because let's finish this tangent by saying, since we do sort of talk about internet culture and all that stuff on here, let that be a lesson that Iron Man, whenever people are talking about adding a new character or recasting or this or that and getting really mad, especially if it's people doing it for like bigoted reasons, Iron Man becoming as popular as Spider-Man has not removed Spider-Man one iota from his throne. So anytime you're like, oh, but this, the first thing is still going to be there. Like, and it can absolutely still even continue, like, which, yeah. So anyway, now that we're on our soapbox, let's go to our two individual soap takes. I guess I'll go first because you just went, and I know how turns work. So this one, wow, I almost hesitate to do this because I have said this before to our friends so many times.
Whatever.
But I want to hear your response to it. I think. So I'm struggling to figure out how to phrase this. So I'll just say both ways and we'll decide which one's more appropriate.
Cool.
Batman Begins is the best Nolan movie. And I will say, or I guess I'll clarify by personally, I think that obviously The Dark Knight is like, as just a film, not a superhero film, is the best of the three. But Batman Begins is by far the best Batman movie and adaptation. So because this is the DC episode, I'm going to specifically roll with that side that Batman Begins is arguably the best Batman movie, period. Like, as far as representing the character, having it be feel like believable and that you're there in the world, but it's they didn't go too real. Like Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises, they're too limited in a lot of ways to me. But Batman Begins, you still have, it's like, oh, you believed for a second that Ra's in the movie, Ra's al Ghul, whichever way you want to say it, might be immortal. Now they sort of disprove it by the end, but if they had continued with that tone, they could have brought him back if they felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the suit, even though it still does can't move the head like the old suits, like that's obviously rough sometimes, but the suit looks the best compared to the Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises suits, which is important to me and no one else. It introduced me and a lot of people to Ra's al Ghul, which I think is an amazing character. And he's in some Batman animated series stuff in Justice League. I just hadn't seen those episodes because they weren't the ones getting rerun. But introduced that, did all the cool ninja shit, which I love. The whole Batman is legitimately just a ninja plus a bunch of other things. Like, that's what always attracted me to him to me, and I think a lot of people, and I know it's popular to have hot takes about how much people hate Batman now because he takes so much focus, but that sucks that DC's not juggling well, but Batman's still cool as shit. And I mean, I think even Katie Holmes is pretty good, I guess. But I love Liam Neeson too. So having him end up being Ra's, I love Cillian Murphy is awesome. And that is one, that's one time where I think they, I don't know, I would say they perfected the Scarecrow costume, but I think that is a great interpretation, even though I don't normally like the realisticing up of things in comic book stuff. But yeah, so it's two great villains that we had seen nothing of in movies yet, and it's just all very comic booky and fun, but still pretty dark, and I can't say scary, but it's a thriller. It's
scary.
Well, not a thriller.
I think that movie is scary.
Yeah, like there's some intense stuff. Why don't we watch it?
Because it's too scary.
And it's just awesome stuff, and it has the most of, I think I mentioned in the Marvel episode, I didn't like how it later went on to have Batman just getting his ass beat all the time. Like, they in this one, they have the cool stuff where he's like knocking out the lights with batarangs and pulling people up on the roof.
Yeah,
like, that's Batman, man. Like, which is I think because it's the best adaptation of Batman of those three movies, and not period, because I think minus the killing, like the warehouse scene in Batman versus Superman is like the best Batman movie ever. Yeah. Just that scene. But anyway, so that's why I think that. I think, I don't know. Well, what do you think?
I agree with your reasoning. it's definitely not my favorite of those three. I actually really like Dark Knight Rises. I don't know that that's
yeah, we very differ unpopular. Strongly on that.
I like that movie. I think Anne Hathaway is a good Catwoman.
I agree with that. I think she was good. I think Tom she was Hardy's the best part.
Bane voice is garbage, but like whatever.
He's just only so sort weird. Of Bane though.
And he's like
I like Tom Hardy. Yeah.
I did like the big twist at the end where you're like, oh, Marion Cotillard.
Oh, I knew that. I saw it coming. Like,
but, from I mean, the I trailers. Think I did too. But like, I could appreciate that non absolute nerds like us would be like, what?
Yeah, I guess. But there's no reason for it to matter because we didn't know Talia existed at all.
No, but like, I think I don't know. There was like a precedent for that sort of,
but I will say I'm glad Dark Knight Rises exists, if only because it gives us the version of Bane that we have in the Harley Quinn show, where he's regular comic Bane but with the voice of Tom Hardy Bane and kind of the personality of the Arlnauts Bane from the like Health Nut Bane. And
yes,
pizza. Gotham is not even known for it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I wouldn't say Dark Knight Rises is my favorite, by the way. I was just saying I do like that one.
No, I know.
Dark Knight
I just,
is like, I mean,
I'm a
like,
terrible person because I have to shit on that movie.
That's fine. You're allowed. And I do, I like that movie, but like, I do think, but I agree, I do agree that like Batman Begins is like very Batman for sure.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, Dark Knight is just a great movie.
Oh yeah,
so good.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I think we basically agree on it that like Batman Begins is a great Batman movie. I just don't rewatch it at all because I think it's too scary. Like Scarecrow is just like so that's like my least favorite parts, even though I like that. I really like the style that you play in Arkham when you have to like,
oh, it's basically becomes a platformer.
When you have to like walk past the Scarecrow, and
that is the best Scarecrow costume design.
Spooky.
Whereas he's like a regular field Scarecrow, but with the really grotesque, mm-hmm. like raggedy version from Batman Begins. But he has the syringe fingers.
Yeah,
like that. So that's scary. I don't know if that's the first time he's been shown that way, but that's genius.
Yeah. I mean, Scarecrow's very cool. He just frightens me too much.
Yeah, well, they get real dark in the Arkham games with those because you're like walking through his parents' like murder scene and grave, and like, and there's like zombies coming at you and stuff. Yeah, and I will say to your point about Batman Begins being scary, when I can't remember if it's Crane himself or a henchman gets dosed, and then Batman is interrogating him, and it shows like the demon version where he's like got melty face and his whole head is black.
That shit fucks me up in any movie. Like when they like
so
when a face like twitches like that into like a freaky version, that just stays in my brain for so long.
I think they might have made that a skin in one of the Arkham games, like that version. Like
like a scene in The Ring. I think it's The Ring 2 when like the girl's boyfriend just like gets like, I don't know, killed by whatever. Because it's not the girl in Ring 2 that is murdering everyone, I don't think. I don't remember. I haven't seen these in so long, but there's this one scene in that movie that just like is like just like plays in my mind sometimes. That's like she like turns this office chair around and the boyfriend's face is like fucked up.
That's like the classic Ring thing, isn't it?
And I just that scene, just like the like reveal of someone's face looking different than it was supposed to, just like fucks me up.
No, I agree. So I haven't seen The Ring, but when I was like 13 and for a friend's birthday, we went and saw a Scary Movie 3, and it was The Ring is like one of the main parodies.
Oh yeah,
in that.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing. They do the same thing, and it's much goofier, but like at 13 it still like kind of upset me. Like not upset, but I like it legit scared me. I was like not expecting it because they like go right into that, but then it's like immediately hilarious afterwards.
Yeah.
And like I still stand by Scary Movie 3. Like it was the first movie of that style that I saw, except for maybe Airplane. And I legit, oh man, that is the only time a movie in a theater has made me pee a little from laughing. I was about to get scared, but I was laughing so hard I could not handle, like, control my body, which, sure, Scary Movie 3 probably does not warrant that.
Yeah, I bet it,
but as a 13 year old who has never seen a movie like that,
oh yeah,
like,
I saw that in the theater too, and I had not seen Scary Movie 1 and 2.
Me neither.
I mean, not that you have to. They are.
No, they're not, really related. Connected, but, and then it just also at that age, I was still also like super into Eminem. So like the 8 Mile parody parts were,
yeah,
I used to be into although Eminem. I've never seen 8 Mile. So I'm just,
oh, it's so good.
I know, I need to see it. And it also Anthony Mackie.
He's so good in it. And it's like, it makes, like, I watched it very recently and I was like, I wonder why Eminem hasn't done any more movies. Like, I'm sure he was miserable just like knowing Eminem as a entity. Like, I know he probably didn't like it.
No, I thought that he was like the driving force behind it.
I mean, not that he didn't like the movie, but I just think he probably didn't like acting.
But he's appeared in a lot of other stuff since and really? Been like great.
I was feeling like that was his one and done.
No.
I'm a poor Eminem fan, apparently.
Well, I mean, he's not in a lot, yeah. But he's in some other things, and he is.
I feel like I've seen him like as himself.
He's in The Interview, right? Oh, right. Yeah. I guess, yeah. But in the interview, he's still acting. He's doing comedic acting in The Interview. He's like good at comedy.
Yeah.
Which I mean, if you've seen his music videos, you would know.
Obviously.
But yeah, so he does do other stuff. I saw. Speaking of hot takes, I guess, like someone say, like, Eminem has been kind of killing it just being like just showing up in things but not necessarily trying to be a movie star.
That's I feel like I just to bring it back to DC, like, I feel like Eminem could show up in a Suicide Squad movie and be very good.
Oh yeah, I especially the first one. Like, but yeah, he could be great. I'm trying, man, who should Eminem play in the DC universe? I wouldn't mind it. Cause like he's had
a rapper cast of
rapper, maybe, DC. but the, like, oh God, what was it? Like who he could be, but, cause he was potentially going to be the main character in Wanted, which is not Marvel or DC, but the comic character, the main character in Wanted, is specifically drawn to be Eminem. This like the way that Ultimate Nick Fury is Sam Jackson, and I think they wanted him for the movie and he wouldn't do it, but the Wanted comic is so wildly different. Like, the movie has nothing to do with the comic.
I remember liking,
and
that
that's
movie,
for the
I
best
seen it.
I liked the movie at the time, even though it's probably really silly. The comic is gross. Like, it's just it's Mark Millar being the same thing him and Garth Ennis and a lot of people do, where it's like just being so fucking edgy and just having heinous things happen and just no real plot. And like, I don't really even want to say some of the stuff on the podcast, like, that's in Wanted. I'm like, it's, and then just fucking nothing happens. Like, there's no arc. Like, for the whole thing. But anyway, that
great.
Eminem could have played that character. Yeah. Although, again, he's a hero in the movie and it's James McAvoy, which is wild too, because I don't think of him as action-y anymore since he's been like Patrick. Although I guess he got super ripped for Split or whatever.
Yeah. I didn't see that movie because I knew I was gonna be too scared.
No, I haven't seen it either, but knowing that it was like it was a surprise, like, entry into a franchise is pretty cool.
That's cool, yeah. That's like what you and I wished life was.
Yeah, that's what, that would have been so dope. And then at the end,
that should have been the symbiote.
It should have been the symbiote, and they could have had it be Jameson's son, like, somehow, like, I think that would have been the giveaway. If they didn't say one of the characters' name for the whole time, and then, like, halfway through, you're like, wait, you're like, oh shit, Jameson, wait. and then there's a symbiote, you're like, oh fuck, it's a Venom movie.
Oh yeah,
like,
speaking of movies without the connection to their, I was trying to think.
Venom,
like,
and Joker are the two biggest offenders for that.
I don't get how they made a Venom 2.
Just being like, here's a character that exists specifically for another character. Again, not that I don't think Venom and Joker can have their own stories.
Yeah.
But they have to exist in a world with that other character.
Yeah. Anyway.
Otherwise, it's not just make a different character. Like, it's pointless.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was mine. Was about Batman Begins eons ago when we started that take. What is your final?
So mine is also Batman related.
Ooh, those DC fans are gonna love that Batman domination.
So that's like what that's said basically what my take is like, listen, I get that like Batman is not everybody's favorite, but like Batman's just gonna be the center of shit. Like you just go with it. Just let Batman live. Like I actually used to really hate Batman when I was like knee deep in Justice League in elementary school. Like Batman, I would have burned Batman at the stake. I hated him so much. I thought he was annoying. I just like didn't understand how he belonged with all these people who have like cool skills and he's just like a rich dude. Like I was like a very classic Batman hater for a long time. Like I didn't get him. I still feel like that, but I don't. I like Batman now. And I get why he's like kind of the linchpin of things, because he's cool. And like Batman's always going to be cool, like because he just like can do so much stuff. And like Gotham is like a very well developed, and it's like in everybody's mind, like we know Gotham and we know Batman. So like it does not surprise me at all that like the Batman's coming out and like people are going to like it. I'm going to like it, I'm sure. Like, and it just like, I just think it's like useless by now in the year of our Lord 2022 to complain about Batman being too ubiquitous. Like he's around and we know he's around. He's going to be around. He's not going to leave. Just go with it. Just let Batman be. And like, it would not have worked to make a random Lego, even though like I think they should do more Lego Batman movies, but like it wouldn't, like a Lego Superman movie, no, like a Lego Wonder Woman movie, I don't want it. I want Lego Batman.
Especially superhero wise people, and you could say, oh, that's just because Batman's been so everywhere, people know his stuff. It's like, yeah, because he's good. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's like, is Batman everywhere because Batman is cool, or is Batman everywhere because Batman is everywhere? We don't know.
Right. And I think people are saying because it's at the expense of getting stuff for other characters. And I think that's coming around because there's we've got Doom Patrol, Peacemaker, Young Justice, technically all the Arrowverse stuff. Yeah. But
Batwoman is cool, by the way. I like Batwoman, the show.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen any of that.
I've only seen season one, but season one is cool. It has like the Mad Hatter stuff, which I really like from the Arkham games.
Oh, nice! That sounds like I gotta check that out.
But the show was cool, and I like that it was. I really like. This is another tangent, but like, I like that shows like Grey's Anatomy and Orange is the New Black are like, on their surface, like about a white lady, but like are not about a white lady. They're about how this white lady interacts with like everyone else who is not a white lady. And like, I think that's what they were doing with Batwoman, was like, we're going to make this about a white lady, even though, because people were like upset that like you got into Ruby Rose and then like at the end of the season, it like switches to a different person who is a black woman, which is cool to me. And like, well, I think
Ruby Rose left. I don't know. Maybe it's still up in the air. There was some like really bad stuff happening on set, but I don't, like, some people say it was her fault and she says it was like the directors and stuff. Ooh,
I did not know. I thought this was a plan. Oops.
No.
I thought this was a bait and switch, which I thought was tight. I like the idea of like a show, like just like tricking the trick in the studios. Like, we're gonna make a show about a white girl, and they're like, yes. And then they're like, surprise.
Yeah, but they could still make them put it back to the white. The studio could still force them to put it back, but
which is how they've, which is definitely Orange is the New Black was just like a classic, not a classic bait and switch, because it was like a bait and creep. They're like, we're gonna make the first season like definitely about this white lady, and then we're gonna make you way more interested in everyone but her. We're gonna make you hate her. I think it got so
pop, and I've only seen some of it, but I thought it got like really popular, and they just kept renewing it further than they were originally gonna go.
Yeah,
and so it just became a whole different thing, but in a good way. I think
that last season, oof, that is some good.
Was
shit.
It good?
Yes.
Really? Maybe.
Oh I'll... man.
Yeah, that's what I never thought I'd go back to. I don't know.
The last season will fuck you up. Anyway, what I'm saying is Batman is Batman. Love him or hate him. He's the guy. He kind of like, I think like if I had to like pick the main character of DC, like I think it would be Superman.
Yeah.
Which again, love it or hate it, whatever. But like Batman's like the cool one that like has so much potential, because he's like, you could make a movie where you absolutely want to hate him, and like they've done
it'll be a cool, interesting movie. And that, from what I'm hearing, that might be part of what's in the Batman, where he's like kind of super crazy, but like, and I don't like that like everyone thinks that's the definitive thing, that Bruce has to be like fully insane.
No,
but I think you can explore the fact that Bruce Wayne, like canonically, especially in the comics, is like almost the ultimate human, but is also potentially like crazy.
Not well.
Yeah, he's definitely not well, depending on whether it's like clinically insane or something.
Therapy.
Right, which people always, so here's, I have to add this addendum hot take, bonus take. Actually, no, I'm just agreeing with you with more information that some of the Batman hate is stupid, because there'll be like, but different types of Batman hate, where people are like, oh, he's just a billionaire. And again, billionaires shouldn't exist in real life. But they're like, he's just a billionaire who beats up poor people. And it's like, you've clearly never read a Batman comic, watched an animated thing. Like,
what?
He continues to do philanthropy stuff. I watched a Batman animated series episode where he's volunteering at like a shelter, and then he's checking in on these homeless dudes who he's trying to like, he's giving them jobs and stuff, and then they get kidnapped and go to like basically a sweatshop and like a labor camp that's like off the grid. And so I'm like, this has always been addressed, that all these issues of inequality and stuff, and that Bruce Wayne is one of the only billionaires trying to use his stuff, but and this is the only argument that can be made for people having these obscene amounts of money, is that because the government's are not doing what they're supposed to, if someone is a billionaire and is giving and also giving billions to things that need them, and then continuing to make billions and give them. But that's why I think like you basically shouldn't be a billionaire, because you should just be giving it, like at that point you can be giving so much that you don't need to cross the threshold. But again, it's about Bruce Wayne, Wayne Enterprises, bringing in all this money, using it, and also using it to do Batman things, which, yes, in a lot of versions, the crime and the costumed heroes get worse after Batman. But if we're talking like the actual DC universe, they need Batman. So like you need superheroes, because that's just the world it's in.
Right.
And like, speaking of, like we were talking about last week, My Hero Academia, like that's a world where you can't go back from superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like with Marvel, you can't get rid of mutant powers. So you would need these superheroes, even if it's a normal person. And again, we're circling back to, that's why Batman's cool, because he just does and shows all these things that people can do.
Yeah.
He shows all these amazing skills and thought, like philosophies or things that people have invented, detective things. Like that side of him, it's almost just an exercise in the way that Superman is like spiritually and emotionally why humanity is great, and Batman is like intellectually and sort of physically and aspirationally why mm-hmm. real humanity, like humanity mm-hmm. physical level, can be great.
There's
people are overlooking why Batman is cool, and I think maybe even a lot of writers are not living up to the full coolness of Batman as well.
I think Batman is like, I think if Batman was truly like a bad dude, like he wouldn't be Batman. Like, why would this like rich dude who like has 12 Russian ballerinas on a yacht, like he could have stayed there and not done Batman stuff.
Exactly.
And, like, had a good time.
And also, they address it in comics and animated shows and all and stuff, and in the Nolan trilogy and stuff. He's wary of like kids and stuff. He's not beating up kids. The only real criticism is him, and especially depending on how young Dick Grayson is when he starts as Robin. That's obviously crazy, but it's a comic book about a superhero. Yeah,
whatever.
It's for kids. You're allowed to have kid characters doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah. So if we're going fully like ethically, yeah, Batman in most versions, unless it's an intentionally like different Elseworlds type Batman, he tries to help the people who are truly desperate, and it's the people who are doing the truly heinous things and are working for known criminal like enterprises and murderers and stuff. He doesn't hold back there, like, which again is a part of his character, and the examination of that is this rage that like he needs Batman to survive mentally. Like, even the versions that are not too far into grimdark, even the cheerful happy family ones, that's still a part of his character.
Yeah. I think I don't know if we would get in trouble for this, but I think you should we should download a clip of the intro to Law and Order SVU, and every time you say the word heinous, not that you've said it, I think you've only said it twice, but there's a part
I say it a lot though.
in that intro that they're like, I couldn't recite the whole intro, but it's the narrator guy is like,
for crimes like, that are considered especially heinous,
these crimes are considered especially heinous, and just every time you say heinous, just like in my mind it's like a rap horn and then especially heinous.
that always got me in that intro, because I was like, it always was like, they're just admitting that this is like a fucked up show. Yeah. Then like that people want to watch the fact that they like show so much and everything, like,
yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, we'll probably cut the heinous conversation just because we don't want to make people too aware of the words I reuse too much.
True. I just like, anytime I hear the word heinous, I just in my mind hear especially heinous.
All right. So all that to say, Mary's take, I fully agree with. The Batman hate is almost always unfounded. And thankfully, we can be thankful we are seemingly getting more, especially cinematic content of non-Batman things. Seems like we probably won't for a little bit, other than the Robert Pattinson one, which seems to be we'll see. This is going to go up. Probably it's going to have been out for a while, but maybe the next episode or two, we'll have seen it and be able to maybe mention it. So
yeah.
That's our tease. Somehow you guys are going to want to hear our opinion on the Batman.
I know you all, after three episodes, you are already foaming at the mouth for our takes.
Do we have stands yet? He said very sarcastically.
We have a Twitter now. It's at Not Takes Pod. You can tweet us your episode ideas, or just you can yell at us for our bad takes if you think they're bad. Or you can tell us your hot takes on something and maybe we'll use it in a future episode. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week to hear about something else.
Something else indeed.
We'll see you next time, y'all.
Bye. And now